The news of Europe as it occurs. The world is now awaiting the arrival in Berlin of Sir Neville Henderson, British ambassador to Germany, who took off from England's Heston Aerodrome nearly 3 hours ago, flying to Berlin with the British cabinet's answer to German Chancellor Adolf Hitler. Now, during this broadcast period, we shall hear the latest word direct from the two key cities of London and Berlin as our CBS representatives speak to us across the ocean by shortwave radio. First in London, waiting to speak to us now, is the chief of Columbia's European staff, Mr. Edward R. Murrow. And to hear Mr. Murrow, we switch you now to London.
This is London. Europe is all paradox these days. For instance, one of the few places in Europe where international railway traffic is undisturbed is the Polish corridor. Germany's transit arrangements continue to function without a hitch. Trains continue to cross the corridor without a hitch. And Germany is said still to be sending military transport over the line. Now, here in London today, the Chinese and Japanese ambassadors called at the Foreign Office. And they called together. And that's something that London hasn't seen for a long while. It's also just been announced that Germans have been instructed to leave Hong Kong. Croydon Airport will be blacked out tonight. And the Admiralty have forbidden the use of wireless transmitting apparatus from any seagoing ship in British territorial waters. And I should not be surprised to see certain steps taken during the next 24 hours to establish what would be called a voluntary censorship over certain other forms of communication. The first defense orders, or decrees, were issued here today. They cover a lot of territory. Power is given to order compulsory evacuation for both people and animals. In other words, if the government says go, you've got to go whether you like it or not. Compulsory billeting is provided for. And that means that if you had a house in the country with an extra room, the government might billet without your consent two or three people in that room. Private premises may be taken over. Traffic on the roads may be regulated. And the carrying of cameras will be prohibited in certain areas. And there's another provision. It states that no person shall have under his control or liberate any racing or homing pigeon. Prices of food and other commodities may be controlled. And the dispatch from the United Kingdom